what's been happening outside.
Peggy's been frightened and gone.
Peggy's been frightened? Why, who's
that?
Oh, the ginger pussycat's outside, is it?
I call him Ginger Ginger Weasel.
Ginger Ginger Weasel?
Yeah.
He's a Ginger Ginger Weasel.
Purdy's Ginger Jingle. Ginger Purdy's friend.
Oh, is Ginger Purdy's friend?
Oh.
Look at Purdy, she looks very sad, doesn't she? Oh. Oh, listen to this. That does mean she's cross when she does that.
Aww.
Oh, Purdy, there's no need to get upset. You're on the you're on the inside and he's on the outside.
No old man there and not a wash out.
Oh, Thomas, listen at her.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Pardon?
I'm listening.
You're listening, I'm listening, yeah. Oh, dear.
That was a strange noise.
It is a strange noise. It's what? Oh, dear.
What are you?
It's a very big growl, that, isn't it? She's spitting as well. Oh, dear, Birdie.
Looking at your nose.
Pardon?
Bird's looking at you.
Ginger's looking at me, not Purdy.
No.
Yes.
Hello.
Look at poor Ginger, Thomas. He's still got that green paint, hasn't he, on him? Dear, that's the people opposite are decorating the bathroom. He's obviously got in the way of the paintbrush, hasn't he? Right, so let's have our breakfast.
It's drinking.
Let's give Purdy some breakfast first, because she looks like...
sad.
Yeah, she does look sad. She looks like she needs something to cheer her up, doesn't she?
Oh, yes. But, well...
what's about what, Thomas?
About tablets.
Some tablets? Oh, I don't think tablets would cheer her up. Mummy had to give Purdy a tablet last night. Because you know Purdy's not very well at the moment, and we've been at the vets, haven't we? And do you know what happened, Tabas? When we gave Purdy a tablet, and I thought she'd swallowed it, and I told her she was a really good girl, and I gave her a stroke and a kiss, and she got off my knee, walked across the floor and spat it out. So then I had to try again, I thought she'd swallowed it again, and when I stood up it had gone on the cushion. And then I gave her it again. And she looked like she'd swallowed it, and then she spat it out again. And then the fourth time I tried, I think she did swallow it. But she came and sat under this table, and I wasn't sure she'd had it. So I had to go under the table to check. But I've checked all across the floor today, and the cushions, and it's nowhere to be seen. So I think she really must have swallowed it.
Ginger's still there.
Ginger's still there, isn't he? And then I gave Purdy a piece of cheese, because I thought she'd been a clever girl eating her tablets. Yes, Ginger doesn't seem to want to go, does he?
No. He wants to stay in.
I think he would like to come in, really, but we can't have him in, can we?
No.
That would upset Purdy too much. She's upset enough with him being outside, isn't she? I'll give her a little bit of food.
What food?
Cat food. Purdy food. And then we must think about our breakfast, Thomas. What would you like?
I want Tony Nut Loops, I think.
Tony Nut Loops? Hello, that's okay.
Hello! You just want to get in.
Hello. Well, I don't know that Ginger thinks... I don't think Ginger knows that he's upsetting Purdy quite as much as he is, do you?
Look, Ginger's saying sorry.
Do you think Ginger's saying sorry? It might be, yeah. I don't think he realises he's upsetting Purdy, though, Thomas.
No. Ginger's saying Purdy sorry. Soon, on my breakfast. It's bound up in the air.
So when you eat your breakfast, you're going to bounce up in the air?
And 30 jumps and I bounce up in the air. And it's bounced on my lap.
Oh, right. It's bounced on your lap.
Oh, pretty. This ginger food.
I'm just collecting the plate that was outside. Ginger's got a very pink tongue, hasn't she? Isn't she a lovely red tongue?
Hello.
Right, I think he's gone now, Thomas.
No, he's still there.
Is he? He's just round the corner, isn't he? No, what's Purdy can see him now. I feel quite sorry for Ginger, I like him. Do you think Purdy can still see him?
No.
No, I don't think she can. He's behind the sandpit now, isn't he? Right, come on, Purdy, you've got some breakfast here now.
Come on.
Put some nice fresh food down. Give her a bowl of water.
Nothing to drink.
You're still sleeping? And you want to drink?
Nothing to drink.
Nothing to drink? You've got nothing to drink.
No, I want some Diet Coke.
You're not having Diet Coke at breakfast. Very sorry. What now? There's some orange juice here. Would you like... Oops. Would you like that?
Yeah.
Oh, what's on the floor?
Where?
Here.
I'm not going to see.
No, it's here, so I'm going to wipe it up now. If I don't wipe it up, it'll go sticky, won't it? Is it? It's not really a lorry, is it? What's it called?
It's called a tanker.
A tanker?
I call it a real one.
You call it a real one? It says ocean gas on the side. Oh, daddy stacked these boxes really high. I have to climb up on a stool to reach them. Oh, we'll have to buy some more of those when we go out, won't we? I don't really have very many left. I think I'll have cornflakes again. It's really sticky now. White hot orange juice, but I can still feel. The floor's a bit tacky. I hear my slippers getting stuck on the bottom. Please, may I have your Bob the Builder bowl?
Of course you can.
Thank you. What have you got today?
I got Winnie the Pooh.
You've got the Winnie the Pooh bowl, have you? Oh, we used to have a Teletubbies bowl that went missing a long, long time ago. Do you know what I think happened to it? It was when you were just learning to walk and crawl. And you used to be fascinated by the kitchen dustbin. This waistband. Well, it wasn't this waistband, because this is a new one. You used to love lifting the lid, and you're always trying to drop things in. And most of the time, I saw you. I managed to rescue things, but you bow went missing your tummy tibby bowl, and I'm sure it must have come down there. And either that, or we've taken it somewhere, and we've been out to eat, and we've left it. But anyway, you've got a Winnie the Pooh bowl, and a Bob the Builder bowl, haven't you?
Bob the Builder plate.
You've got a Bob the Builder plate, and you've still got the Tubby Tubby plate, haven't you? And you've got another plate with a bunny rabbit on it. Three plates and two bones. You've plenty of drinking beakers, haven't you? It's got that nice beaker with Poe on it.
What Poe?
This one. This is a pot one, it's not a plastic one, so I think you're a little bit young for it. Have you seen that? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Auntie Tricia brought you that last year. What does Poe say?
Paddy paddy.
Does she? Is that Poe?
Yeah.
What do the others say?
Dipsy, Lala, Poe.
Dipsy, Lala and Poe. Would you like a spoon for your cereal?
Yes.
Yes, please. Thomas?
Yeah.
Thomas Henry, what do you say?
No, thank you.
What about yes, please?
Thank you.
Ah, it's cheeky for me doing that because I pulled you up about it. Oh. Are you going to tell me all about yesterday?
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Look, Gigi's gone.
Gigi's gone, has he?
Gigi's gone now, Purdy.
Oh, what happened when you went to stay at Lyndon, Ben and Charlotte's house?
Postman!
Oh, the postman's here. Listen. That's it going through the door. Shall I go and see what he's brought?
I think so. I'll go it.
Do you like to go?
Yeah. I'm hungry.
Go on, but come straight back because you want to have your breakfast.
Okay.
You come back and tell me what he's brought.
I'm
going to
hurry up.
Pardon?
I'm
going to
hurry up.
You're going to hurry up?
Yeah.
Alright, good boy. What's he brought?
Letters.
Has he?
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
Is
he a good postman? He's not brought any parcels to us though, has he? He's just brought letters. Are you going to show me what he's brought?
Okay, come in. Oh, I'm being a postman now, that's real.
Oh, you're being a postman now, are you? Oh, I see. You're putting the letter.
Beep, beep.
I wonder if that's the postman.
It's the postman's already been.
Has he? Oh, I wonder if it's the postman called Thomas.
Yes, it is.
Oh, right.
It's Lauren, that's wheels. And back of it, you got some letters.
Oh, you've got a lorry with lots of wheels, and at the back of it, you've got some letters. Wow. Oh, come in, postman. Oh, that's lovely. Look at that.
Putting Ginger's pink back and trying to find a King Purdy.
Yes, Ginger, the frightened Purdy. Right, thank you, Mr. Postman. Come and finish your breakfast now.
Okay. I just washing stand like.
You're just doing what, though?
Stand.
You're doing a handstand. Oh, turn your handstand there. You go through the patio window, Tom.
Of course not.
You say of course not, you will. Aren't you a clever boy?
Yes, I know.
It's a very clever thing to do. There you are. We'll have some toast a little bit later. So what did you do at Lynn, Ben and Sean's house, Thomas?
I thought I'd done the nursery school. I bumped heads.
Oh, did you?
Then, after that, I thought my granddad bumped my head.
You bumped your head a lot. You didn't tell me about this. Well, it was Sue's funeral, wasn't it, yesterday? We went to toddler group in the morning. But then, before story time, Mummy came out, didn't she, to come home and get changed and go. And you were left with Lynn, Ben and Charlotte. Well, no, you weren't, I beg your pardon. You were left with Lynn and Charlotte, weren't you? Because Ben was at nursery school. And Ben's at the nursery that you're hoping to go to in September. So what did you do? You went in the car to pick Ben up from nursery school. Mm. And what happened? Did you go into the school?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
And what was the teacher called? Is it Miss Ashcroft? There's Miss Ashcroft and somebody else, isn't
there? Yeah.
What did Miss Ashcroft say to you? You wanted to do some painting and drawing, didn't you? And what did she say to you?
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, you tell me that she said, oh, you can't do any painting and drawing now, but here's a piece of paper for you to do some drawing at home. Because the school was closing, wasn't it? It was lunchtime, home time. And then where did you go after that?
Bumped heads.
You bumped your head? Was it a bad bump?
It's in a fallen grass.
On purpose?
Yes.
Oh, well, exactly. Who did you bump heads with?
On the footpath.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you cry?
No.
But before, when you said you bumped heads and then you fell on the footpath, did you bump your head with Ben or Charlotte?
Ben.
With Ben. Were you messing about?
Yeah.
And did it hurt?
Yeah.
Did Ben cry?
No.
And you didn't cry? No. Did you laugh?
Yeah.
And what did Lynn do? Did she look worried?
Yeah.
I bet she did.
And roasted.
Pardon?
Roasted? Yeah.
Oh, it was very warm actually, wasn't it, on Tuesday? What did she want roasting? Or did she give you a roasting for messing about?
Yeah.
Did she? What did she say? I'm giving you a roasting.
Then after that.
What's my school?
I'm going outside, then I'll get some lollies.
Oh, did you then go outside and get some lollies? Oh, wow.
Why did I not like my lolly?
Didn't you like your lolly?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear. So when I bought you a lolly, you didn't like it. What sort of ice lolly? Was it a nice lolly?
It's a red one.
A red one. Why didn't you like it, Tommy?
Because I'm not like lollies.
You don't like lollies?
I love mommy's lollies.
Oh, you love mommy's lollies. But mommy's not going to be there all the time, is she?
No.
So did you not eat your lolly?
No.
And what did you do with it?
I put it down on the kitchen sill.
You put it down on the kitchen sill?
Yeah.
Did you tell Lynn where you left it?
No.
Oh, I see. So that would be a nice surprise for her, wouldn't it? A melted red ice lolly on the kitchen windowsill. Oh, Thomas.
What am I talking about?
What am I talking about? I'm just thinking you're a funny boy. But Lynn told me you'd been into Bidspree, had you?
Yeah, I had some Diet Coke outside.
You did what?
And some Diet Coke outside.
You had some Diet Coke outside?
No sausage roll.
Oh, a sausage roll.
Outside.
Did you? Oh, that's nice. Did you go to the baker's?
Yeah. Yes.
Is it the usual baker's that Mummy goes to?
Yeah.
Is it? At the sausage roll shop?
Yeah.
All right. Did they recognise you?
No.
The lady didn't say hello when you went in?
No. Bother, bother, bother.
No bother. And did you enjoy your sausage roll?
Yeah.
Good. Did you eat that all up?
No.
Yes. And then what did you do, Thomas?
Some Diet Coke.
Some Diet Coke?
Eat them all up.
Mmm. I bet you'd no problem eating the Diet Coke or drinking the Diet Coke. So did you have anything else to eat, or was that what you had?
Just what I had.
Just what you had. Was there something else?
No.
It was. And then what did you do? No, don't bang the table. What did you do?
I got Ben and Charlotte's.
You went back to Ben and Charlotte's house? And what did you do then?
Nothing.
Nothing? Oh, when I came to pick you up, you were playing in the garden. It was so sunny and hot. Lily had put some sun cream on you, hadn't she?
Mm.
It was nice of her. You were running around the garden having a great time. In fact, Lynn had put you into some shorts, because when I sent you there, I put some shorts and a t-shirt in a little bag, didn't I, in case you needed to change, and you've been changed. Because it was really very hot in the afternoon, wasn't it? A bit too hot for the long trousers, this one sent you out in the window. Did you have a nice time playing?
No.
No?
My legs are tired. I'm tired.
Your legs were tired, were they? After all the running around?
Yeah.
And you're usually tired when you've been to toddler group, and you've been to toddler group before going to their house. And if you'd walked around Didsbury as well. And it was very hot, wasn't it?
Mmm.
Well, I think we need to buy Lynn some flowers to say thank you, don't you?
Mmm.
As long as you're a good boy. Oh, and what else happened? Did the hairdresser not go to Lynn's house?
Yeah.
And what were they doing?
Cutting Lynn's hair.
Cutting Lynn's hair?
Mmm.
She seemed to be having a nice time.
Mmm.
Sounds good. A piece of bread. Or some toast.
Yeah.
What was that, bread or toast?
Bread.
Just bread?
Mm-hmm.
Plain bread?
Mm.
Okay. If that bread needs to go out, I might give that to Uncle Brian for his birthday. It's delicious, is it?
Yeah.
Silly giggle. Why are you giggling?
Because I'm going to see Linda and Brian.
Because I'm going to see Linda and Brian?
Yeah, we're going to get some food at the birds.
Well, they've got a nice bird table. We haven't got a bird table, so if I just throw bread out on the grass, it either goes soggy or you eat it. And that's not what you're supposed to do, because when I throw the bread out, it's stale. If it was nice enough for us to eat, I wouldn't be throwing it out. So if I give it to Uncle Brian for his bird table, then it's up off the ground and birds know where to come to eat it. It saves him putting some food out, doesn't it?
I bought the towel.
Well, perhaps we can see him together later on. Would you like that?
Yeah.
Or, who else likes bread? Who else likes bread, Thomas?
No, crocodiles.
Crocodiles? I think there's a lot of crocodiles around here. The ducks?
Yeah.
Last week when we went to Field and Park, do you remember all the toast that was left? The ladies got you all to throw it out for the birds, didn't they? They're throwing it up in the air with Isabel.
Yes, I put it in a machine.
You put it in a machine?
Yeah.
What machine?
It broke my bread. And me.
I can't tell what you're saying now because you put all that bread into your mouth.
I think that grow up big.
You put it into a machine?
Yeah.
Which machine, Talon?
It's a yellow one.
Tell me in a minute when you've not got bread in your mouth.
That's him.
What machine?
That machine is the big yellow.
Big yellow machine?
Yeah. Red and blue and green.
Red, blue and green machine. Do you mean a little bicycle?
Yes.
In the back of that bicycle?
No, I mean that big gym. It's grown up.
The workbench?
Yeah.
The one where you were hammering the nails?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Oh, well. Then I found it then. I thought for a moment you'd hidden it inside of the bicycle. Because one of the bicycles had a little flap, didn't it? Like a shopping basket. Oh, well, if you put it on the workbench, they would have seen that. Yes, that was nice, wasn't it? It was an upright workbench and you could... They had some big plastic screws and nails and you could do some hammering and some screwing and some drilling, couldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
You like that, and you were playing with that little boy. What was the little boy called?
No.
Is it Jonathan?
Yeah.
That was last Thursday, actually, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We were back to the other play group yesterday, weren't we? Did you go? Did you stay for story time?
Yeah.
Or did you have to leave before story time?
We for story time.
Who read the story?
Joe.
Joe. Oh, so you did go to story time, right? Good boy. Yes, I know Joe was doing story time. And Lynn did activity time, and you made some barometers, didn't you?
I said boo.
Who did you shout boo to?
And the little boy said boo.
What little boy? I wasn't there, darling, so I don't know what happened.
James.
Oh, James?
Boom.
Who's James?
That little boy.
Right, do you mean now on Tuesday, yesterday, when you went with Lynn, or yeah. Do you mean the week before when you went with Mummy to that table where you get toast and blackcurrant juice?
Yeah.
That one? Yes, there were James and Jonathan there. They were nice boys. You liked those boys, didn't you? We've not seen Isabel since Sunday, have we?
No. Then nursery.
She's gone to nursery, yes, that's right, yes.
Daddy Rod got nearly school.
No, Daddy Rod goes to work, but I think he might have dropped Isabel off at nursery. Well, Isabel normally goes to nursery on Mondays and comes to our toddler group on Tuesdays, but because it was a bank holiday Monday, do you remember we were at Grandma's on Monday?
Yes.
Well, because it was a bank holiday Monday, Isabel couldn't go to nursery. But the teacher said, because you didn't come on Monday, you can come on Tuesday instead. So Sonia took Isabel to nursery instead of coming to the toddler group. But we'll see her on Sunday.
Yeah.
And what story did you read?
I don't know.
And did you stay to sing some songs?
Yeah.
And what songs did you sing?
Happy day, you clap your hands.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Clap, clap.
If you're happy and you know it and you really want to show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, stamp your feet.
Stamp, stamp.
If you're happy and you know it, stamp your feet.
Stamp.
If you're happy and you know it and you really want to show it. If you're happy and you know it, stamp your feet.
Stamp, stamp.
If you're ready for a story, say. If you're ready for a story, say shh. If you're ready for a story and you really want to hear it, if you're ready for a story, say shh. And then did Jo read the story?
Yeah.
Did she read one story or more than one story?
More than one.
Did she? One must ask her what she read. And could you hear the story?
Yes.
There weren't too many people making a lot of noise?
Yeah.
Oh, good, I'm pleased, because Jo didn't really want to do it, did she?
No.
And then he sang some songs. And then he came home.
She just gone away.
Yes, hello, Claire. Are you back again with us, sweetheart?
I love your ears.
You love her ears?
Yeah, with my bread.
You've eaten it, haven't you?
Yes.
Well, there you are.
More. That's mine.
Well, I tell you what, let me get you another piece, because that was on top. Give you one that's a little bit fresh. Are you sure you just want plain bread, nothing on it?
No.
Okay.
I love playing.
You love plain bread, eh? Well, Pussycat, we'll give you some biscuits on that food. Well, I don't know who's doing anything next week, Thomas, at Toddy Agrees, but the following week, Mummy's doing story time. Mummy's reading a story.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to sit and be a really good boy while Mummy reads a story. Excuse me. In fact, you can help me choose the book we're going to take.
Which post lady.
A post lady? Oh, I think it's just a lady wearing a dark jacket walking past, isn't it?
A red one.
Well, she had a red blouse and underneath a black jacket. Long look now, she'd been doing some work in a garden. Had she been doing some pots and some hanging baskets?
Yeah. The water on the top.
And she was watering things, was she?
Yes.
Watering the hanging baskets.
It's a big wood.
A big piece of wood. She had to stand on something.
Yeah. She's got a banging wood.
She broke some wood?
Yeah.
Did you see Ben's grandma?
No.
We had a good time in the garden actually last night, didn't we? Dad heading all those flowers.
My garden?
Yes, your garden.
My garden?
What happened is Mummy pulled the dead heads off the flowers. What did you do?
Look at my hands and look at the sandbucket.
You've been talking with bread in your mouth. You took them from my hands, put them in your hands, put them in the bucket, and then you wandered over to the compost bin, didn't you? Did you drop them in the green bin, the big green bin? Haven't you a bucket in there?
Yeah.
Clever boy. That was a really big help. I don't think I could have managed without you, James.
What?
This pot.
This will like it. Magic.
Magic? There's nothing magic about putting some bread in your mouth and spitting it out. Show you what magic is. Mummy's magic hand will come out. Mummy's magic hand will come out and bang the table.
Bang!
Yes, Kingpin does that when she's cross, doesn't she? Don't bang the table. And shout.
Please.
I shout, yes, please.
Yeah.
Oh, what does Mummy shout when she gets very cross?
Yeah, please.
I'll remember that. Next time you're being a naughty boy, I'll shout, yes, please. And then when you stop being naughty,
this, please? It's not just one out there.
It's a nice lorry, isn't it?
My grandpa bought it.
Grandpa bought it for him?
Yes.
It was Grandpa's birthday on Monday, wasn't it?
You're just telling me I can't fit it.
No, it hasn't. It's just the cab comes off, doesn't it? The cab's separate from the trailer. We forgot to give Grandad the balloon.
What's that?
Excuse me. When we went to Grandad's birthday party on Monday, we forgot to take him a balloon, didn't we? We were going to take him one of the balloons left from your party.
No, I haven't.
Oh, excuse me. Dear, dear. I think it just clips on there, doesn't it? Ah, I see. Well, that's clever. Right, let me show you to this. Put it on sideways like that, so that little white pin goes into that black hole like that. But you put it on sideways and then you turn the body of the tank around and there you are. Clips in, that's really clever. The doors on the driver's cab open as well, don't they? Which is rather nice.
There's a Tesco in the lorry now.
Is it? A Tesco lorry?
Delivering bananas.
Delivering what?
Bananas.
Bananas? Bananas and oranges, oh.
Man, don't. Got some boxes and boxes and boxes of four chickens. And the one is older lady, that your lady Ewa.
Oh, thank you.
Then they jumped in the cab, then jumped at all and started the engine.
Oh, got down from his cab, gave me some boxes of chicken, jumped back in his cab, shut the door and started the engine, is that right?
Then he's turning back again.
Mm.
He's delivering chicken.
He's delivering chicken, is he?
Jumped there and ate one box and shut the door and gave that to the lady.
Oh, thank you. And when he's delivering these boxes of chicken, Thomas, it looks to me as if he's got the chicken just in the cab.
No, in the lower back door.
Oh, it's just the mum looked as if he was getting out of his cab and reaching inside his cab for a box of chicken rather than in the back.
Then he's turning back again.
It's a lovely lorry, isn't it? Did you say thank you to Grandad?
Yes, I say thank you to the lady.
You said thank you to the lady in the shop, did you, that sold it to you?
No.
Oh. But did Grandad say thank you to the lady?
Yeah.
Would you like some more bread?
Yeah.
How about a little Dairy Lee sandwich?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Right.
It's long, it's tank, it's a Tesco lorry again.
Is it a Tesco lorry again?
Then reached in there, shut the door, then he's delivering fish.
He's delivering fish, is he now?
Then he gives that to lady.
Give that to the lady, thank you. Did you say he reached in?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's very clever.
Then shut the door. Oh, sit there and shut the door. I started the engine.
Right.
Then he's gone back again.
His lorry's a little bit bigger than Sam's mobile shop lorry, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
There you are, darling. How's that?
I don't want Dairy Lee sandwich.
Oh, I thought you did. I'll just have a piece of bread then. Yes?
Yuck.
No, it's not yuck, Thomas. You like Dairy Lee sandwiches. And when I asked you, you said yes. Mm-hmm. Do you like an apple now as well?
Mm.
A piece of cheese?
Yeah.
Piece of cheese?
Mm.
Thomas, what do you say?
Please, young woman.
Yes, please, what?
The woman.
Yes, please.
The woman.
I'm not a silly woman. Oh, I don't give cheese to boys who call me a silly woman.
come back again. Test radio. The living sausages.
The living sausages, is he now? Wow.
There's what? There is sometimes blowing barrels. Then the kids back and they.
Oh, thank you. Sausages, are those sausages?
Some peas.
Sausages and peas. There you are, that's a piece of cheese.
Thank you.
Delivery man. About 3 pieces of cheese, how's that?
Then one man put the cheese on the top lorry.
Oh, right. Oh, he really is delivering cheese on the top of his lorry, isn't he?
Then he's putting it on his bad cap. Look.
Mm.
These are called ladders.
Nice ladders, aren't they? Well, I think really it's possibly it's a storage tanker for fuel, isn't it, rather than... Oh, no, don't push it down there, Thomas. You must eat it.
I'm just putting
it. Yes, but it'll make a mess and then your lorry won't work properly.
This is working. Wee.
Oh, Thomas' son's crying.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Hmm.
Never mind.
Tastes good. You like that cheese, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, it looks as if it's going to rain. I don't believe it. It's gone really cloudy. Look over there near Sue's house.
There? It's more like the snow.
Oh, I hope it doesn't snow. Oh, that would be a bit of a disaster, wouldn't it?
Of course it would not be.
I don't think we'll dress you in shorts today.
Please,
will we put you in some cotton trousers? They're a bit cooler because it's quite warm, isn't it? It can always be changed later on in the day if it suddenly gets very, very sunny and hot.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Good boy, you're counting the... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're counting the screws on top of the lorry. I'm sure they're not really screws. I don't know what they'll be. But yeah, little valves, aren't they?
Four.
I don't really know enough. I don't know a lot about tankers that carry gas, but... we'll have to have a look. The next time we see a tanker, because we see tankers with milk in, don't we, milk tankers? But this is a fuel lorry. Tesco actually have their own petrol lorries, don't they, the big tankers? This has ocean gas. We'll have to have a look the next time we see a big tanker like that. We'll go along Kingsway, because we have lots of lorries and things there, don't we?
Yeah.
And have a look and see. The only thing is, they might be a little bit too high up for us to really see what's on top of the roof. Boom. What's that?
Airplane.
Hmm. Sounds as if it's going very quickly, doesn't it?
It's
in the clouds. No, I couldn't see it, but I could hear it.
It's got to.
Oh, it's going up in the clouds. We won't see it now.
We won't see it. It's in that big cloud.
Isn't it?
It might be. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You're a clever boy. You know what 5 is, don't you? Can you count out 5 honey in that loops for me, please?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
But can you take them out of the bowl and count me, say, 3 honey nut loops?
I'll just take them out.
Oh, alright.
There. No.
Put 3 back in the bowl.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Could you just count three and put them in the bowl?
Three.
One, two,
three. Yep.
You've eaten all your cheese, haven't you? Would you like an apple now?
No, yeah.
Yes, please. The sun's come out again, Thomas. We've got lots of dandelions on the grass, haven't we?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I have. Little boys want to get in.
What little boys want to get in?
There's James.
James?
It's where our boy goes in the chocolate room.
The boy at top of the group.
Then the tank is set off. Stand, stand, stand with them. Stand, 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 stand.
There you are, the apple's ready now.
Thank you, mister.
Thank you, mister. I'm a missus.
Mrs. Price.
Mrs. Price? I think Mrs. Price is on Norman Sam, isn't she?
Yes.
Oh, is Mrs. Price Norman Price's wife?
Yeah.
Ah, right. I recognise the name Norman Price. I see. I shall pinch one of your honey nut leaves.
Daddy, come in, get you red.
See, I don't think I really want an apple myself. It's smaller.
Yeah.
I only have fruit. I normally have fruit, but I don't feel like it this morning, Thomas. It's a bit naughty, isn't it? That tastes good.
I got it. More like a breakdown lorry.
It's like a breakdown lorry, is it? Yes, it's very clever, isn't it? That's at the back. Or is that the front? No, that's the front, isn't it? Because that is the bit that clips on. I see. So you can pull the legs out so that the lorry stands up when it's not actually on the cab of the lorry. Train, I should have said, stood up when it wasn't on the lorry. Did this come with it, this Buzz Lightyear?
Yeah.
Jimmy likes Buzz, doesn't he?
Mm.
But what do you call him, Noddy?
Yeah.
Mm, he's really called Buzz. Do you not remember you got a birthday card?
No.
From Jake Jimmy, not Jake Kelly. Well, I think Jake Kelly's paper was wrapped in Buzz Lightyear paper. But Jake Jimmy's present. I'm getting mixed up now. Jake Jimmy's card was a big Buzz Lightyear. But your present from Jake Kelly had Buzz Lightyear wrapping paper. Oh, I see. Is this a friction lorry?
Yeah.
I'm just reading the... It is, gosh, they always things happen. Doesn't really go very well, does it? But
what happened?
Well, I'm just reading the box and it's telling me it's a friction lorry. Perhaps you need to put the trailer and the cab together. Oh, yes. Did you notice that?
Mm.
Oh, gosh, that went quickly. Mm. I see. Oh, you pull it all the way back. Oh! dear, oh dear. Oh, I think there's been a fuel spillage. What I haven't appreciated was that the cab twirls round. Oh, Thomas. Shall we try again? We mustn't do that because it'll break, won't it?
Yeah.
Oh dear, Mummy is naughty for doing that, isn't she?
Look, there's a baseman.
Right, we'll get the tanker to you, Thomas. That's brilliant. Did Grandad know it did this?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
I can't keep the cab door shut. Oh! Oh dear, it's careening. It's the only note loops that you put on the table.
Oh dear. Look,
Buzz
Fireman.
Hello, Buzz Fireman, it's Buzz Lightyear. Right, let me see. Oh, not suitable for children under 36 months. Well, that's all right, because you're 37 months. 37 months today, I think. Is it the 3rd of May? Yes, it is, 3rd of May. 3rd of May, it's newborn, 3rd of April. I think it's the 3rd. It is, because it's my boss, Leslie's birthday today. And it was Daddy's boss's birthday yesterday. It's our friend Matthew's birthday on the 6th. And it's Mummy's on the 10th.
I'll show you.
I think all you need to do is just pull it back, actually. You just pull the body of the tanker backwards and then off it goes. Oh, it says opening doors. Well, we found those. Pull back friction. Yes, we found that. I think that's all it does.
Is that a look at the box?
You can certainly look at the box, Lola. Yes, there you go.
It says, look at no poor passengers.
It says what?
No passengers at all.
It says no passengers at all?
Yes. It says, no lorries comes in the field.
What I don't understand, Thomas, is if it came in that little box, it can't have come in that little box. Did it come like this and that box was on the bottom? Mm-hmm. Can we use this little box for something, do you think? It's quite a nice box, isn't it?
Did I put it on? Yes!
It's a garage, isn't it?
Okay.
A super garage.
Don't just say super. It's growing apples.
No, it's growing apples. It's like a little greenhouse now. It's above your apples. Look, keeping them nice and warm and dry. Protecting them from people like Thomas who might eat them. How many apples now have you got underneath there?
One, two, three.
Three apples. You're a good boy. You're a clever
boy. Oh my God, apple.
Well, if you can eat it, you eat it. I may have one piece. I don't really feel very much like eating this morning.
Yeah.
Thank you. Are we sharing?
Yeah.
Is that what you did at Ben and Charlotte's house?
Yeah.
When you came home, I said, what have you done today? You said, I've played at sharing. And did you share nicely?
Yeah.
Well, Lynn said you played very nicely together, three of you. Mm-hmm. Sure, by me eating it, I'm not pinching your piece. Do you not think you would manage this piece?
No. Hello,
puppy. I'm fine. I don't want another piece, please. Oh, thank you, Mummy. Mummy's getting mixed up today.
Being a car wash.
You're being a garage? Or the box is being a garage? Yes, it's superb, isn't it?
I just love these. Mm. gonna say it's cancer. You can't say it's cancer.
It's a bit unusual for a tanker to drive along the road so the garage on top of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think you'd be able to go along Kingsway very easily like that, do you?
No. But I'll do it.
May I do it?
But I draw.
You'd like to do some drawing? Would you like to just... Oh, that one's been drawn on already. Right, this letter's addressed to Daddy. But it's got a plain back on the envelope. I don't think you mind too much, do you? What are you going to draw?
A big round snake.
A big round snake? Or a big brown snake? Pop the pen on. No. That's on the tablecloth. That's it. That's a good lad. No, just draw. Be careful, because that's Daddy's ink. No, well, it's not really an ink pen. It's not a biro, though, is it? No, Thomas, no, no. Well, shall I get you a different pen?
No.
Well, just press it down. Don't keep playing with it, because if you break it down, he'll be cross. Won't he? We don't want Daddy cross, do we? Oh, that's nice. That looks like a bow. Look at that, it's a ribbon. Doesn't that look like, or a collar on the shirt? Look at that. A dog's bone. That's very, very good, Thomas, because you've drawn, or even a pair of sunglasses, you've drawn exactly the same shape on either side. No, don't keep messing with the pen, now just draw with it. Not like an ordinary pen that you used to. Now what have you drawn?
A big crocodile.
A big crocodile. And what do crocodiles do? Do they? That's a funny noise. They not say snap.
No.
Snap went the crocodile. Oh dear.
Dad. I've run on
table. I know you have. I think it was an accident though, actually, wasn't it? I think you pressed down a little bit too hard on the paper and the paper slipped away. It wasn't deliberate, I could tell that. Now what are you drawing?
Norman Price got some spots.
Norman Price has got some spots, has he?
Red spots.
Red spots? Who do you want's matter with him?
Been poorly.
He's been poorly. Was it measles or chicken pox?
Chicken pox.
Chicken pox. Oh. Who do we know that had chicken pox?
Don't know.
Becky.
Yeah.
Didn't she? Becky had chicken pox a while ago. She was quite poorly. Well, I think it was before Christmas, actually. Was it? That's November time. Thomas, on the paper. Only on the paper, or it goes away. The time before it was an accident, but that was deliberate. Can you see the nib of the pen disappearing? When you press the button at the top, the nib disappears. Press it in and then try and draw. That's it, try and draw now. Nothing happens. Right, press the button again. Just lift the pen off the paper. That's right, press the button again and now try and draw. That's right, the nibs come out now and you can draw.
Shut.
That's right, it's open and shut.
No, done two ones.
On the table?
Yeah.
I will do any more and I'll take it off you, Tom. Apart from making a mess of the table, that is pen. Have you not seen a pen? Not on the cloth, Thomas. Have you not seen a pen like that before?
No.
No, it's a bit different from your crayons or the usual biro and pencil, isn't it? And the ink's much harder to get off. You're not talking now because you're so busy concentrating on your pen, aren't you?
Dear Mr. Suggs, Purdy got in a full water.
Dear Mr. Suggs, Purdy's got what?
Water. That means her breast. It means I've got to find a hot air balloon.
You're talking about water and a hot air balloon, because I don't quite understand what you're saying. Are you pretending to write a letter? Dear Mr. Sykes.
They got it in the water. That's mean west.
Be careful. Only on the paper, Thomas. Oh.
And then they get it again.
You want to go and get it again? I think it might be a newspaper this time. Do you want to go and see what it is?
I think it's a letter.
Do you? Mm. Right, we'll leave the pen here and trot to the door and see what's just come through the letterbox. Oh, Thomas, you've made a real mess of that clock. Look, you've done it far more than twice. Look at that. Right, so I've got to take the pen away now. We can't do that.
Not now.
Should you go and see what the... I think it might be a paper. Somebody's just put something through the letterbox. And we'll hide the pen while you're gone. What is it?
Newspaper.
Is it a newspaper? I have a look. Oh, yes, isn't it? Yeah.
Two
newspapers.
Oh, no.
Just one, isn't it? Lovely. Thank you very much, Thomas.
I've got a video.
Go for it.
Yeah.